St. Mary's baseball coach Derek Dana is joining us. They are in action on Wednesday afternoon at Fraser Field in Lynn against Reading in a round of 32 game in the MIAA D2 tournament. And Coach Dana, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. I'm glad to be here, Bill.
All right. Well, Derek, let's just jump back to the game earlier in the week, the walk-off win you guys had against Wakefield. 3-2 the score there. Obviously an exciting game, another Middlesex League opponent coming up on Wednesday, but tell us, give us our listeners an insight on what happened in that game earlier this week.
Well, it was a very good game. Coach Canty had his guys ready to go. They've had a very successful season. Our bats finally got going late. Their kid, Rydell, was very good, lefty, crafty. Kept us off balance for a long time, and then we finally put it together. I think we scored two in the fourth. And then we finally got the go-ahead run in the seventh to walk it off. That was a pinch hit by freshman Jacob Peterson. We get the bunt down by Jaden Driscoll. And then senior Tommy Falaska, you know, leader, has been doing great things for us all year, comes through with the base hit to walk it off and get the win.
All right, I want to follow up on him in a moment, but you just mentioned you know, getting it together in that game. But, man, you guys have really had a hot stretch coming down the stretch. You had the one loss to D1 St. John's Prep right at the end of the year. But you, what a second half of the year you guys have had, right?
Well, that's a testament to, you know, the kids trust in the process of, you know, team-first baseball. You know, very rocky start. I knew we were going to be – this is the youngest team I've ever had. I hate saying that, but it is. It's factual. And there was going to be some bumps in the road, but it got really bumpy there at the beginning. And, we played some games that, you know, weren't great, but they kept showing up at practice every day and they were willing to work. And that second half, you know, you go 4-6 to 9-1. That's really just a testament to the kids, you know, sticking to it and, staying together. They did a great job.
Tell me about Tommy Falaska. I mean, he's picked up some league honors, I believe, right? And he got the MVP in that tournament at the end of the year in Lynn. So tell me about Tommy Falaska, his role on the team.
So Tommy's been with me since the sophomore. He pitched in playoff games in the state championship in 2021. Last year, he started every game for us at third base, backed off a little bit on pitching. You know, we had Avon Cabral, you know, he's at Northeastern now, just lighting it up. Eric Bridges had been pitching for 2 years for us. So Tommy's numbers went down a little bit. And at the beginning of this year, he tweaked the hip a little bit. And so we had to back him off. But since he's taken the ball and he's gotten his stats, he's been outstanding for us.
What can you tell us? I want to get more on your team in a moment, but what more can you tell me about the game Wednesday against Reading? Who will you have pitching, and what do you see Reading doing? They're coming off the one win as well in the tournament with a win over Pope Francis.
Well, other than Josh Doney, we've got guys that have pitched. You know, Tommy's obviously available. Cam McGonigal's available. Jacob Peterson, he pitched against the Prep. That was the 2-1 game. So we got guys, you know, that we've developed as the years worn on, and they've got innings. And it's the state tournament, so it's what we play for. But you know, these guys have we played a pretty good schedule. We played some top teams, and it's paying off now because I don't think, you know, Reading is an outstanding program, always has been. But we're really, we're ready to go.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Derek, let's close it out. Maybe a couple of follow-up questions on your team. Give us, you've talked about some of the pitching. We talked about Tommy Falaska, but tell us about some of the other key players. And then also, you mentioned young. Describe how young you guys are.
Well, it starts with freshman Michael Domano. He's at shortstop. He's played every single game. He's been outstanding. He was a Catholic Central League All-Star. We got a sophomore at second base, Jaden Driscoll. We got a freshman that mixes in at catching, Kyle Doney. Josh Doney's a sophomore. Shea Newall started every game this year first at first base. He's a sophomore. Cam McGonigal's a right fielder. He's a sophomore. Seth Sullivan, he's a sophomore in left field. And like I said, Jacob Peterson has pitched some big innings for us, mixed in some third base play. So, you know, it's a good core of kids. They're good kids. They are very coachable. They work hard. Like I said, but they don't know what they don't know at the beginning of the year. And you just got to stay with them and teach them. And I give them all the credit in the world. They're very coachable and they stayed with it.
Well, when you said young, you were absolutely right. That is a very young group. So here is my last question here, Coach, and that would be, so what made the difference from the first half of the year to the second half of the year? Big picture, the big overview, if you will, defense, pitching, base running, just everything all coming together?
To be honest with you, like I said, the kids came to work every day, but we were making the same mistakes over and over. And I just don't think they understood the speed and what you have to prepare for high school baseball. It's not, a town rec league. It's not Babe Ruth. It's not AAU. It's one game that day, and it's the most important game of the season because that's what you try to teach them. Because when we do get to the tournament, it is the most important game of the season because you either win or go home. And they finally understood that. I think one of the big confidence boosters is I think we lost 4 out of 5, and it was sloppy play. But we put one together against Arlington Catholic. I think that was Tommy's first game back starting pitching. And then we go down to Milton, who is the number one team in Division II, number two team in the state. And, we go out of there with a win. Josh Stoney pitched great. The score ultimately was 9-6, but it really, it was 9-2 into the seventh, and we showed that, we are still young again there at the end of the game. But I think that was a real confidence booster. They came down with, I told them it was, what an opportunity you have here today. They embraced it, and they've really taken off from there.
Well, Coach, it's a great story. Anything else you want to add that I didn't ask you about St. Mary's baseball here?
No, it's just, really, it's the time of year that I enjoy the most because, it's just it's the competitive nature, and you just every game's tight. Since we've been in Division II, there's never been a blowout either way. It's always coming down to the last out, and I just love that. I tell the kids, I just love that juice, and when you're focused and you just worry about how you play. You can't control how they play or who you play or who's in the stands. It's just really you put all this work in. Now's the time to shine. It's your time to shine. I mean, the hay's in the barn. You've been prepared. It's time to show what you got.
Well, I like that farming reference. Nice job, Coach. That was a surprise, but that was terrific. Thank you. Good stuff. Coach, thanks for this information and sharing some of the notes from your team from this season with us. And best of luck on Wednesday against Reading.
I appreciate that, Bill.
Thank you. Take care. There he is, Derek Dana, baseball coach, St. Mary's High School, here on MSONewsSports.com.